We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Monday with the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Michael Irvin from NFL Network. And Michael, we're not going to need you anymore after this week because football season is over up here. Unfortunately, it's been canceled the rest of the way with Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. Man, that's a tough one.
You know, you say that, and I was thinking, wow, that is how it feels when you lose your starting quarterback in the NFL these days. You know what I mean? It just feels like, oh, God. The season's over. There's really, you know, you just lose your quarterback and you lose a lot of hope. Even though the young guy came in and threw that touchdown that they got called back for the pass interference, you know the fate of the whole organization certainly the team this season was riding on Garoppolo, man. But yeah, that's sad to see that. It's sad to see it. But the good thing is, guys, that technology now and what they're doing with knee surgery, you see guys are coming back. Carson Wentz got back. Deshaun Watson got back the following year. So now that's a good thing. Because when I had that ACL back in 1989, it took me a year and a half to get back. So I'm always amazed at what guys are doing. And, yeah, it's just a sad situation.
Yeah, they do medically tie ACLs back together like shoelaces now. I'm guessing, Michael, zipper scar on the side of your knee that looks like Frankenstein.
I don't know how you know, you got it exactly right. I mean, I'm talking about 6 months after I put this scar on, they put this scar on my knee. And it's not just one, it's two. It's one that goes down from the middle of my knee down the front of my leg, and then right down, but from the bottom of the knee all the way kind of up my quad. It's that scar tissue that you have to break up when you're dealing with the ACL and recovery. You know, once they are reattached, the ACL, it's that scar tissue. And now those things are 1 inch just in front of the knee, just about an inch long. So you recover fast from those things. So it's an incredible thing. So we're wishing the best for him. You know, we really are. You hate to see young quarterbacks go down because they're the future of our league. So you hate to see that happen.
Michael Irvin from NFL Network. So there's been an awful lot of talk that Jimmy should have ran out of bounds. And of course, like, you know, had he popped up and nothing been wrong, we'd be praising him for fighting for a few more yards there.
Right.
Michael, where do you stand between battling for a few more yards and protect yourself? You're the franchise quarterback.
You just perfectly explained how that thing would have been perceived. In 2020, when we look back on it, hindsight, when you look back on it, is always perfectly seen as 2020 vision, but that's not the case. When you are in a fight like they were in yesterday, I personally want to know that my quarterback gets that and that he knows, hey, we have fought all the way back we're close to being a touchdown down. You know, when it was a touchdown they called back, it would have been 31-38 would have been the score. You know, after coming back, they put up 35 points. Early on your yell the three late, that's the kind of fight you get in. And you guys don't even, I'm telling you right now, if ever there's a spot that he's going to try to pull something and get something done, that's the spot. Because you make that comeback on that undefeated team and you complete it, the kind of confidence, the kind of air it gives your team and gives your city would be incredible. Had he not gotten hurt, made that play, got up, completed the comeback, Drop could have he could have been mayor.
Exactly.
He would have been mayor. You know what I mean? So I don't have a problem with his efforts there or his decision to make that kind of effort given the circumstances that around it. Now, if you're in the first quarter of a game that's 10-7, come on, let's not do that. Let's not do that right here. You know what I mean? But his, he was in the fourth quarter of a game that you guys were coming back on that they thought they could close the gap on. Right there, I want everything you got.
Meanwhile, Michael, you know a thing or two about dominant evolutionary step type of offenses. The triplets certainly was one of them. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid right now got all the toys in the world to play with, and that offense is the most single overwhelming unit in the NFL so far this season. Can an offense that good take a defense that pedestrian to a Super Bowl in 2018?
It can. Yes, it can. There's no doubt it can. Because it's about points. And the thing is, if you can put up points and your defense is not very good, but everybody isn't going to be able to put up points. And you're putting pressure on them by putting up points. And even though my defense is not that good, I narrow your gate on how many things you can do to me because you're playing catch-up, which helps my defense. You see what I mean? Now, I don't have to worry about the run game. You're down 15, 18, 20. I can just try to stop the pass game and start working on things to try to attack you that way. So it narrows the gate for my defense. And that's why I always tell people, when it's a defense win championship, man, no, it doesn't. Stop saying that. That's something you heard somebody say that sounded good to you in your ear gate, so you thought you should regurgitate it out of your mouth gate. But the reality is, it does not. Because if there were 100 plays in a game and you stopped me 95 times, I didn't get a yard or anything. And in one of those 5 plays that I did get a yard, I can go get a touchdown or a field goal, 3 points, 7 points. Doesn't matter. And your offense scored nothing. You stop me 95 times, I still win that game. Defense gives you a chance to win Super Bowl, but points are what wins Super Bowls. And if you can put up points, you can win Super Bowls in this NFL. Now, turnover defenses gives you a great chance to win a Super Bowl because they give you back the ball to put points on the board.
There you go. Defenses win championships the way that encyclopedias are the internet. Like it used to be true, but not anymore.
Right. It's just not the reality anymore. It is what it is. You got to move with the time or get left behind.
How about Clay Matthews, man? Do you think he even wants to bother sacking a quarterback again?
It's absolutely out of hand. I mean, we're seeing it. I hit him 3 weeks in a row, but we see it in a lot of games. It's incredible. We on the show yesterday, we got into it because they asked, are we putting too much pressure? And speaking of Rob and the injury, are we putting too much pressure on young quarterbacks that are returning from ACL injury? You know, cause we expect them to step right back in and play well. I was like, No. Did we put too much pressure on Deshaun Watson? Or did we put too much pressure on Carson? Will we be putting too much pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo? The answer is no. No, we're not. Because we built the whole thing around them. We're waiting on them to come back. We're paying these guys $30 million a year, and then we're saying, don't touch them. Don't touch them. We're going to pay them all the money, and you can't touch them. So, no, we're not. This is the nature of the beast. And right now, everybody in San Fran in that area is going to sit on their hands and knees for the next 6-7 months and watch Gropp's progress very carefully because the hopes are riding on him. That's how we built this. That's how the league has built the league now. So stop telling me it's too much pressure on quarterback when we built everything around them.
Michael Irvin, NFL Network with the church and the tabernacle here on 95.7 The Game. So,
do I get to preach it on that move right now?
Hell yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say hell yeah when I'm coming back with that, but I'll just give you a yeah, absolutely. The Raiders.
It's the gospel.
The Raiders haven't trailed in the first three quarters of any game, but are 0-3. How does John Gruden keep that locker room listening to him?
Well, I hope he shared that this is a process. And when he first threw it, when he jetted off Khalil Mack, he was telling them this is a process. This has got to be very difficult because, you know, come and get Gruden back. You know, everybody's hype is high. and Gruden is a good coach, and he has him in each of those games. They could have won all of those games. And to be honest with you, and I hate to spit this juice out of my mouth at this time, but if they had Khalil Mack, they probably would have won all three of those games. To be totally honest with you, they probably would have won those games. But John's good. John's very good at motivation. He knows how to keep guys connected, and I think he'll do well in turning that, keeping that locker room first while they're going through this, and ultimately getting the job done and turning it around in Oakland.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they just don't want to fall to 0-4 with a loss to Baker Mayfield coming off a long week. Michael, oh, you were there in Cleveland the night the beer fridges popped open. What was that like?
Dude, honestly now, this is one or two times, and I can say I've experienced it a few times where you just say, wow, and you really grasp what football means to us in this country. We're talking about how the whole mood will be on Gronk now for the next few months, and his health and him getting back and everything. And boy, we got to start seeing what we have now to push towards next year when we get Garoppolo back. And that's fine. We'll learn about other quarterbacks, but we got our guy. In Cleveland, the only other time I've seen this was when the NFL returned to New Orleans after Katrina. That game they were playing Atlanta, it was incredible in that stadium. I had never seen it in the dome. I'd never seen anything like that. Just what those people came back to. That feeling, to a lesser degree, because it's not a catastrophe like Katrina, was the feeling you got in that stadium when they were on a Baker Mayfield. And then that kid came running out on that field and lifted that team out of a 14-0 deficit to go on and get that victory. Those people were still hanging around because we're doing the post game, and the people are still hanging around. And I'm looking up like, you know, in the commercial break, like, hey, you guys can go home. It's not just, it wasn't a Super Bowl or anything. It was just a regular season game. It's okay. You go home and like, oh, Michael, we had one in 600 and some days. We're not leaving. I said, okay, no problem. I understand. It was incredible. The scene was incredible. The story was incredible. For him to come in like that and win the way he went and raise that offense up, because it looked so horrific prior to him coming in the game. And then he lifted everybody up. It was an incredible evening to be in Cleveland. And I thank God that God gave them something. They earned it. They deserved it, and it was. And they waited there. They waited there religiously and loyally to get that victory.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad that you were there. You could certainly tell that you guys were enjoying the scene as you were a part of it. And I'll tell you this too, Michael. Anybody with a big pile of money can go out and get a good tailor. A good suit never impresses me. I get impressed with the right tie and pocket puff. And your tie and pocket puff on Thursday night was on point.
My wife, I always said we had a perfect combination, because I can't pick them out as well like she does that. She does. She likes to pick out clothes. She loves shopping and everything. And I told her, I said, baby, I'm the best man of you. We're a beautiful combination. I got a job where I can put on a suit. You love shopping and dressing up me, so that's great. I'm a good mannequin. Let's do that. We've been working this thing forever. I enjoy it. Just imagine that. That's my job. I get to play dressed up, go on TV, and talk about football. I'm going to be playing to watch football and talking about it anyway. And they call this a job, and it's the greatest thing in the world. It really is.
There you go. Look good, feel good, play good. Even counts after the career is over, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it counts. All.
Well, congratulations, and job well done by your wife as well. Michael, thanks as always for joining us. We'll do it again next week. We'll be monitoring all pocket squares for the rest of the season.
All right, we should keep that on point. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Michael Irvin, NFL Network.